people are calling out celebrities who don't deserve their fame.
That's interesting. Okay.
And there's a lot of people on here I say, yeah, they don't deserve their fame. Well, we'll do the top 10 because I want to save you from the other ones. But it goes on forever because there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people that don't deserve their fame. Yeah.
Number 10. I don't know if you agree with this or not. You might. Jenny McCarthy.
Not only does Jenny McCarthy, who is a famed anti-vaxxer, who has there's a site called Jenny McCarthy Body Count that literally is like every time a kid dies from not being vaccinated because they got whooping cough or, you know, chicken pox, whatever it is you get vaccinated against, it goes on there and they blame her for it. So she's like a famous anti-vaxxer. The fact that Hollywood and TV have embraced her, I mean, it's so weird. Like, they cancel people for the dumbest stuff, and yet she's on The Masked Singer. And this week she was in our you know, I'd write the column Us Weekly Fashion Police. She was in our Fashion Police this week. So, of course, you know, I made anti-vaxxer jokes for the entire thing.
Because that's all you know her by, is an evil anti-vaxxer.
I was like, anti-vaxxer and anti-dresser.
You just can't let it go.
No, I can't.
So, yeah, she made number 10. So I figured that alone would be worth it for this article for you.
I love this list.
Number you finally like a list. Number nine, they put a bunch of people together in number nine. R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein. Rapists all get number nine.
Right, except they had their fame. Then we found out this about them, and now they're no longer famous. I mean, they're famous, but they're famous for something else. So if you're now famous for being a rapist, and you are a rapist, I think you've earned that fame.
Number nine, any politician. They all want to be celebrities instead of leading and making positive progress.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, we have that problem here in New York without naming names. You know, we have a couple of people that are so interested in being famous and putting themselves out there in celebrity world rather than, you know, just go do your damn job, lower my taxes, you know, balance my budget. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. Number seven, we couldn't agree more. James Corden.
You know, he's a very controversial figure because there are people that really love him. Now, what you might not know is that James Corden started out as a sitcom actor in the UK, very well known, like a really well known. It would be as if David Schwimmer went from Friends to doing a talk show. You know what I mean? So, yeah, but now people do not like him. They don't watch the show. They only watch Carpool Karaoke on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And people say that he ruined Cats.
He ruins everything because whenever there needs to be a host, it's going to be James Corden. It's like, seriously, is there nobody else? It's a British Ryan Seacrest. That's a British fat Ryan Seacrest. That's what he is. I agree with that.
Yeah, people really don't like him. It's so, but yet he still works. So I don't know.
Because there's that one person in every network saying he's safe. We're not going to get any slack for putting him on. He doesn't say bad things. He doesn't do bad things. He's a safe bet.
Yeah, but come on. Carpool Karaoke is brilliant.
It was that brilliant for like three acts. And then it just keeps on going on and on and on. It was great for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Adele, and Bruno Mars.
But that's right.
But now if you watch the latest one with Bruno Mars, James Corden's all, it's crazy. You can't watch it. It's unwatchable. So
it had a moment and it's over. So it's like, you know, change, leader, change.
Three episodes was it.
Right.
The Adele thing was brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah.
But stop it now. All right.
So come up with something new.
And he won't. He will not. And that's why people like me can't stand him. Number six, the whole cast of Teen Mom.
Why are they famous? Yes, I'm with them on that. Is that show even still on? Who's watching that?
No. When they stop playing Friday movies on MTV, they play reruns of that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm whoever made this list, I'm 100% on board with that one.
Celebrities that should not be celebrities, number 5, Mama June.
But she's not a celebrity anymore. Nobody, I mean, once in a while she'll raise her now skinny head.
People know who she is, though. All you have to do is say Honey Boo Boo and you go, "Oh yeah, Honey Boo Boo's mom." You know who it is. She's a celebrity. But she has no reason to be a celebrity.
Yeah, but she's not a household name. Nobody really cares about her anymore. She and the Tiger King people are forgetting about them pretty fast.
The whole Duggars, number 4.
Well,
overpopulating, you know. Sexist, racist, and Josh Duggar. So the whole clan, they shouldn't be celebrities.
Was he convicted of child porn charges? Was he convicted yet?
Yeah, we convicted him. Number 3, famous, shouldn't be famous, any serial killer.
Yeah, that, you know, that it really is a problem. And what they're trying to do now is they're trying to focus on the victims and not on the serial killer. And I've seen a lot of news reports whenever there is a serial killer where they refuse to say the person's name. Mm-hmm. They just say the monster, the killer, but then you go to the ID channel and it's all about the killers. So. Yeah,
they haven't told them yet.
Yeah.
They haven't told Discovery or the ID channel. Yeah. Don't say their names because they love doing that. Number 2, we fought about this nonstop, Chris Brown. Famous, shouldn't be famous. You hit a woman, you shouldn't be famous anymore. Sorry.
Listen, he was like 22. He apologized. He went to anger management. He's in therapy. She went to therapy. Rihanna's forgiven him. She's the victim. If she's forgiven him, we should all forgive him.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
Before we get to number 1, we'll give you a couple of down on the bottom. Any celebrity who got famous for dancing on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
They shouldn't be on there. Elon Musk, just because he has a lot of money. He's right. Number 14. Piers Morgan, number 15. Famous, shouldn't be famous.
Where's Minnie Driver?
Just in your book. all the YouTubers and influencers are 17.
Right.
Number 19 is Donald Trump. But number...
okay.
Number 1 on the list? Number 1 out of all the viewers and readers of this, James Charles.
Oh, well, he's not that famous. He's not really a celebrity. He's only a celebrity in the world of YouTube. He has had a lot of accusations against him. So even a lot of his fans are stepping away from him. The whole thing between he and Tati Westbrook was bad because she's just as beloved and they had that public fight, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I know who he is. You don't know who he is.
No, I mean, I've seen him and just in I'll pass a TikTok. Somebody will be talking about him or something, but he will be on Dancing with the Stars.
Right. Well, so in case you don't know who James Charles is, he is one of the most famous makeup YouTube personalities. Like he has millions of, he was actually one of the first to really own that brand of men doing makeup on YouTube, and he was really great at it, and he's just, his face is beautiful. And but, you know, he's been accused of being inappropriate sexually with teenagers, and you know, he had a public fight with another beloved figure on YouTube, this Tati Westbrook, and he's his own worst enemy. And what he does is he gets on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He gets on Twitter and he says, the first 100 people to contact me, I'll give you $100.
Really? And does he give them the money too?
Yeah. Yeah. The first 100 people that contact him get 100. He Venmos them $100.
Here he is.
James Charles here, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. I can't do this today. You know how people always leave those like comments on like people's videos and are like, oh, blink twice if you need help. That's what's happening in today's video. I cannot believe that we were doing this. My team said that they had a surprise video for me to film today. They would not
tell
me
what it
was. And I just, yeah, you can't with him, I know.
Yeah, I can't. I. So I agree. I don't know who he is, but he shouldn't be number one.
Right. No, he's really, really big with a certain population. See, that's the thing. There's so many like little pockets of fame. You know, there's people that are famous in certain genres and certain, like if you're a certain generation and you're a huge YouTube viewer, you know who he is. I know who he is. Mm. But, you know, he's not a household name. Like your mother's not going to know who he is. Your sister's not going to. Like, no, most people don't know who he is.
Yet. Until he goes on Dancing with the Stars next season, which he will be.